99 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 29th of September, 48 degrees on our way to 79 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lisa Fuller in to preview the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout that is coming up October the 15th. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm just fantastic.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. We're obviously just about 2 weeks out here from the Memorial Shootout. And for folks that have attended before, is there going to be anything different here for the shootout versus past years?
I think everything will probably be just about the same. We have great, basically the same. Always have great prizes. We're giving away 4 guns again like we have in the past. So our champions and our adults and youth, they're each going to go home with a gun. And we've got some cool opportunities for other people to win guns, even if you're not a shooter.
Well, let's talk about formatically, Lisa. How does the shootout work? What does it all entail?
Well, it starts off, we do things like registration from 8 to 9. We do some rules and safety, and then we try to throw our first targets about 10. It encompasses 3 stations. Each shooter will go to 3 different stations. We'll have knockout, the best of 24, and the best of 25. And for that one, we call that one round of shooting. And it's $30 a round. And the cool thing is every youth and every adult that signs up for one round of shooting, they will get a ticket to win that only they can win. And our youth shooters are going to try to win a lifetime hunting license, which is a pretty neat deal, sponsored by Prairie Land Partners.
Yeah.
And then our adult shooters, as we call them, there'll be a gun up for grabs. So for every one round of shooting, you get one ticket. So more rounds, more tickets, more chances. And then each of the top 3 shooters, there'll be prizes in each category, 2 categories. Lunch is on site. I've got Keith's Cowboy Cooking again. He's going to be making us a pulled pork cowboy beans and dinner with some Dots pretzels this year. And everybody who shoots, they will get a meal. We do have one new thing, now that I just think about it. We're going to add some hats to the mix. You can purchase hats. We had T-shirts available last year, but I've got some hats that we're going to be able for people to purchase.
Well, I thought I saw a new T-shirt design you had this year. Is that correct?
We do.
Yeah.
We do, yep. We finally changed it. You know, 5th year, we thought it's time to change it. Our girls, our friends at Shelby Sassy's, they're our designers. Of course, they're related to us.
Nice to have that.
Fantastic. It is. They do a fantastic job, and especially when I ask them at the last minute to do something kooky, they've got it done.
So, Lisa, what does it cost to participate? How does that work?
$30 for one round of shooting. And I guess we probably, probably the most important part about this is we're here just to have fun. Everybody gets a chance to win something, but all of the proceeds that we raise goes towards our local 4-H youth activities and scholarships. And that's because that's what Gary Fuller was all about. Our family was 4-H. We did nieces, nephews, kids, grandparents. Everybody was in 4-H.
Well, talk a little bit about the family's involvement in 4-H, some of the things that the family had done in years past, and how the funding from this helps 4-H of the future.
So Gary, his family, his dad, his mom, his brother, himself, they were all in 4-H. So they've always been active. And when he passed away in 2014, we kind of thought where to put the memorial money to, and 4-H was the only thing that came to our minds. And so what we do, it was important to us because it was a family event, and that for us, we all helped out. When we went places, it was a family. Our two boys, Lane and Logan, they showed livestock, and they did lots of projects in the Anderson building as well. And so our big goal was showmanship because we were livestock people, and that really ties back to how much work you put into the project when you bring your animal into the show ring. And it isn't that you have the best animal, it's just how you have presented it and how you have worked with it. And so that was our big thing. You can never buy the grand champion, but you can take a pig and you can work with it and you can get yourself into the showmanship side of it. And it is very competitive, I will say. We give away trophy buckles. That's how this all started. Yeah. We decided that the senior showmen, because they stay all the way to their senior year, which is a lot of commitment because there's a lot of extra things they could be doing too, sports and all kinds of stuff. So they stay here and they do that. And so we give every year 8 buckles, 2 in each species, the beef, the sheep, the swine, and the meat goat. And that's for the champion senior and reserve champion showman. And those are trophy buckles with his name on them.
Well,
the other cool thing is we also are now able to give away scholarships. And those don't just go to showmen. Those go to any 4-H'er and that we feel like has gone over and above. You know, we see them places because we're always out at all the events and it's not based on grades or anything like that. Last year we gave away $2,000 worth of scholarships.
Wow.
As well. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I know that you stay very busy, distributing buckles at the Lyon County Fair. You spend a lot of time out there with the kids. And well, let's talk quickly before we wrap it up here, Lisa. I know you got a lot of raffle prizes, silent auction, all kinds of good stuff there, don't you?
We do. We have lots of silent auctions. Just a few that I've got so far. I've got a couple guys that stepped up and they want to give a quail hunt away for one youth kid, a lucky youth shooter, which is pretty cool. They take them out and they go hunt quail. I've got a half-day pontoon rental from the Council Grove Marina and Keith and Denise Foster. Family photo sessions, a taco dinner for 8, a cool KSU wine or a whiskey decanter and cups, fall baskets, coolers, got hamburger, got Allen Locker Plant gift certificates, and more. We will also do the deck of cards game, and the last card left gets a gun. Those are $20 a chance. And I think the biggest thing is we're just here to have fun and raise money, and we like youth.
Yeah, raising money.
Bring out your kids.
Yeah, bring out the kids.
The ages for our categories, we've got two. We separate them out. The youth are 11 to 17, and we chose 11 because that's your hunter safety age. And then the adults will be 17 and up. And I've got a lot of 4-H shooters who come out, and some of those guys come out, and they age up into the adult section and give my adult shooters a run for their money.
All right, so make sure you save that date, October 15th, the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout. Can we pre-register or register the day of, Lisa?
Register the day of. We've tried it both ways. It's just easier the day of. That way, if you wake up and decide you want to come, you're more than welcome to come. We do have a Facebook page, and that Facebook page will have updates all the time. It has the kind of the rules. You know, if you're going to come shoot, I probably suggest you bring about 4 or 5 boxes of shells, depending on what kind of shooter you are, because you know you're going to need to shoot at least 50. For the 2 stations, but the knockout, now that can go on forever, so depends how many times you miss. And Let's see what else. I think that's it.
Well, just
bring your gun. Yeah. Well, we provide the target, and I've got some fantastic volunteers, and I can't leave without not saying I couldn't do this without all these volunteers who come out. They work. They work at my stations, and all the donors, the silent auction people, anybody who's giving, just know that this money is going to the youth in our county.
All right. So where does this Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout take place, Lisa?
We have it out at our shop at 1955 Road M, Emporia, just north of Emporia, about 2.5 miles off the Burlingame Road. Pretty easy to find. It'll even pop up on Google Maps these days.
Hey, there you go. Awesome. Lisa.
And phone numbers, if you guys have questions, they can call me. Just don't do it this weekend because I got a wedding.
Okay.
620-341-2829.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
And you're a new grandma, too, right?
I am a new grandma. Yep.
Ooh.
Yep. Yesterday, Stella Ray. She got here before the wedding. That was her due date. So that was the fun part about this whole crazy weekend.
Well, congratulations. Cool deal. Well, Lisa, I'll open it up. Anything else we're missing here this morning?
Well, I've got all these papers in front of me, and I think I've covered everything on my paper, but you know me, I could talk forever, so.
Well, Lisa, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We appreciate
it. All right.
It.
Come out 2 weeks away.
All right. See you later.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout, October the 15th, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker slots, we're looking